This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
It may be mid-month, but there are still a lot of Pride Month culinary fundraising events going on.
Being a queer trans chef and out, I think it brings visibility to the community as a whole.
Rainbow bagels, signature drinks, and specialty dinners, all in the name of raising money for LGBTQ organizations.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in South Philadelphia at 1705 Snyder Avenue at Stina Restaurant with owner Bobby Siritsoglu. And there's still lots to do for Gay Pride Month, which is June. So we're midway through, but there's still a lot going on, including a special guest chef series dinner that you are hosting on Tuesday.
Yes. And our beneficiary this month for this dinner is the Attic Youth Center. They're a great organization that's been around for 30 years, and we really believe in what they do. And it's all about the kids, you know, and the younger people that they help and foster and kind of help to get through this world.
Explain what the organization does. So this will benefit kids that need support.
Yeah, they do a lot of different things. It's like, you know, for LGBTQ youth, they have lots of programs within their group. But yeah, they're just to kind of give support to gay youth, trans youth, and young people in our community. Like I said, they've been around for a long time. My wife and I really love to support them and the work they do. And my wife is Christina Callis Siritsoglu, and she's over at Philly AIDS Thrift. And, you know, she's been in the community, you know, advocating and raising money for over 17 years, 20 years now, actually. So
tell me about this dinner. What's the menu? How early must you make reservations?
You can make reservations the day of if you need to. We'd love to have you. It's the 21st, Tuesday, and it's a chef, Diana Wujojo from Hardania, who's actually in our neighborhood. She's really great. It's Indonesian food, and she's come up with an amazing menu. She's going to come over here, and we're going to cook it with our staff and cook together and have some fun and raise as much money as we can that night.
Do you have a goal?
Do we have a goal? Our goal is to have fun and to let people know about the organization and to be a part of the community. So, I mean, whatever money we raise, it is great.
What do you like about the chef series?
Well, I guess it's a lot of fun to work and collaborate with different chefs from around the city, not just for me, but for my staff, to kind of expose them to different chefs and different cuisines and stuff like that. I think it's really great to, you know, feel a part of and stuff for all the restaurants and the chefs to work towards, you know, raising money for all these community-based organizations is fantastic.
Tell me about the menu.
The menu is Indonesian. Chef Diana came up with the menu. It has a little bit of everything on it, from clams to goat to, you know, really fresh salad. And there's coconut milk and all kinds of other great stuff in there. So if you love Indonesian food or if you've never tried it, you should come down and give it a try because she's really fantastic.
And you often do these dinners that go towards a cause.
We do it once a month, usually around the last Tuesday of the month, and we give 20% of the gross that night, but then we also give a percentage of the daily sales, and then we put it all together and we give away thousands of dollars basically every month.
Why are you moved to do that?
Because we just really want to be a force in the neighborhood. We want to bring people together. We want to give back and give as much as we can. So this is something we love to do.
And again, the beneficiary this month is?
Attic Youth.
Where can people get more information about this dinner?
They can get information right on our website, stinapizzeria.com. You just make a reservation for that day, which is the 21st. You can also just go to resi.com and look for Stina Pizzeria and for the exact date, which is the 21st of this month, and that's all.
Chef Bobby Sirtsoglu, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Stina is just one of the restaurants and establishments that are hosting a fundraiser for Pride Month. I am also here now in Northern Liberties with Derek Gibbons of Glue Hospitality here at Bagels & Co. You guys also have a rainbow bagel, right?
Yes, we do. So we have a rainbow bagel that we always have at the shop, and we figure that that was a great way to generate some sales and be able to donate back this month. So every dollar from every rainbow bagel sold through the month of June, we are donating to the William Way Community Center.
So how much does a bagel cost if you're donating a dollar?
So that's about 50% of the cost. So it's about $2 for each bagel.
Okay. And half of that is going to the William Way House.
Correct.
And that was just for this month?
Yes, that was just for this month. We figured that was a cool thing to do to generate some vision around Pride Month. So that was a cool thing. We already had the rainbow bagel, so we figured that was the best thing to do.
Tell me about the rainbow bagels. How do you put the colors in?
So we put the colors in. It's actually a plain bagel that we add food coloring to, and then we add all those different colors together to roll the rainbow bagel. So it tastes just like a plain bagel, and then we have a really cool birthday cake cream cheese that a lot of people get with it. So it's a very popular item, you know, all the other months.
It's exploding with color.
Yes, it is.
So the cream cheese is also colorful?
Yeah, we have a birthday cake cream cheese that people like to add on to the rainbow bagel because it's very picturesque and Instagrammable.
And I understand you're also expanding.
Yes, we are. So we have our Fishtown location getting ready to open in the beginning of July. So we're really excited about that. And then, you know, our goal is to open as many of these as we can all throughout the city.
Word is you have several planned soon.
Yes, our goal is to have a bunch more open by the end of the year.
In Philadelphia.
Yes, in Philadelphia, and then eventually expand to other cities and suburbs.
Was this the first, the one here in Northern Liberties?
Yep, this was the first one. You know, we have a bunch of other restaurants in Northern Liberties, so when this space became available, you know, we felt like there was a void in the community for a breakfast concept, so that was what sparked the whole vision for Bagels & Co.
All right. Well, happy Pride Month, Derek.
Happy Pride Month.
And then we also have a special Parks on Tap event that's happening this weekend. I'm with Nina Langford with FCM Hospitality. Parks on Tap is open, but this is for a special cause, right?
Yeah. So we are really excited. It's our second annual Pride in the Park Day, and it's going to be Saturday, June 18th. We are really excited to come back out and engage the community, especially during this month, and our LGBTQ friends and their allies.
So how is Pride in the Park different than Parks on Tap?
So Pride in the Park is at our normal Parks on Tap location at the Waterworks. It's from 12 to 6. What's unique is this time we'll have a DJ there. We'll have some decor there. We are running a Cocktails for a Cause promotion company-wide at that location. We will obviously be promoting extra hard for you to purchase. We'll have a signature drink where $1 for that drink will get donated back to 4 local LGBTQ charities. It's a part of the greater initiative.
What are those 4 charities?
So we have Williams Way, Attic Youth, Philly Asian Queer Pack, and Golly.
Why is it important to give back like this?
It's really important that we use our platform to be able to shine a light on these local amazing organizations that might not be able to get the same exposure as we do. As an ally, we want to make sure that we are there for all of our friends, and we want to make sure that for all FCM locations, including Parks on Tap, that we are inclusive and everyone is welcome no matter who you are. As long as you are there for a good time, come and spread happiness.
How does food and drink contribute to social justice?
Food and drink is a common ground for so many people. It's as old as time. Break bread with someone. And we feel as though you can come around a table and there is always a common denominator when it comes to food and beverage. And we are in a very unique position that we can offer that community table to the entire community of Philadelphia. Doing Pride in the Park at Parks on Tap, which is a traditional beer garden format, really goes to show that families are made of all different makes and colors, friendships, family you make, and if we can offer a place that you can come and enjoy it, we should. And that's what we can't wait to do.
So once again, Pride in the Park is one day. It's on Saturday at the Waterworks. And tell me what the promotion is.
So it's 12 to 6. Come out for some live music, some decor, drinks and food. The $1 per cocktail will be extra promoted that night. But for the entire month of June, you can also purchase that drink where $1 for that drink will get donated to the 4 local charities.
And what is the drink?
It's called the Peachy Keen. It represents the blue color on the Pride flag. And it's really an amazing summer cocktail. It's vodka, blue curacao, peach, cranberry, and lime. Perfect way to cool down when you are soaking up that summer sun. A bright blue drink? Bright blue. It just screams happiness.
And where can people get more information about Parks on Tap and Pride in the Park?
You can head to parksontap.com. You can find us on social media, Instagram and Facebook, Parks on Tap. About the overall initiative the FCM's doing for social awareness, and especially during the Pride Month, you can visit fcmhospitality.com and everything's listed for you.
All right, Pride's not over yet. Still a lot of fundraising to do.
The fundraising should never stop, but we are very excited. We have a few days to really be able to push this out there.
Thanks, Nina. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
And then over at Volvere at the Kimmel Center, the Chefs in Residency chef for Pride Month is trans chef Dane DeMarco. Dane, tell me a little bit about the program and what it means for you to be the chef this month.
So the Chefs in Residency program is a program for chefs of small minority groups that were picked by the Garces Foundation to represent different parts of cultures and parts of life. And to be the chef in residency for Pride Month is really exciting and super awesome, because I'm gonna be able to feed like a whole range of people who probably have never been able to experience my cooking before.
Do you want to talk to me about the importance of visibility during Pride Month?
Yes, and you know, being a queer trans chef and out and being the chef of June and Pride Month, I think it brings visibility to the community as a whole, especially in Philadelphia, you know, a very big city with a lot of Pride events happening, just to have another way of celebrating and bringing, you know, visibility and accountability for the community.
What do you want to tell me about opportunities for chefs in the LGBT community in the industry? Are there opportunities in the industry? Is it difficult?
I feel like the food industry is one of the more accepting industries of queer and, you know, trans folk. Myself, for example, you know, I've worked with quite a few people throughout my career that, you know, identify as queer or trans or whatever they identify with. I just feel like it's an industry of everything. There's all walks of life in the hospitality industry.
How would you describe your food, particularly the food that you're putting out at Volvere?
My menu at Volvere is inspired by all things Philadelphia. When it comes to my cooking and my culinary point of view, I would say I do things a little bit outside of the box. I'm inspired by world flavors and different cultures, and I wanted to try to hit all regions and dynamics of Philadelphia region with this menu at Volvere, and kind of taking, you know, the food that tourists come and travel for and locals love, and transforming it to, you know, a white tablecloth and fine dining tableside pours plates.
So is this more American or specifically Philadelphian food you're presenting?
I would say it's more leaning on the American side. You know, you have your Italian sprinkled in from South Philly. You know, we have fried shrimp sprinkled in from, you know, North. I tried, like I said, to hit like a lot of the dynamics.
When are the dates of your residency, and how can people make a reservation?
My residency runs from June 15th until July 24th, and you can call Volvere or book through Open Table to make a reservation.
Is it a set menu, or how does it work?
There is a a la carte menu, and there is also a pre-theater menu, which is a prefixed menu that runs essentially during like happy hour times.
And then where does the money raised go? Does it go to help you and your business?
Yeah, so I have a side project I've been working on, born in the pandemic, called Hank's Sandwich Company. It is world flavors to Main Street sandwiches focus project that I'd like to get off of the ground. So all funds raised will go towards making Hank's a reality.
So how do you feel about this experience?
I'm pretty excited. I mean, this has been a really awesome lineup of chefs. To even be a part of it is something incredible and, you know, amazing that I never really thought would happen. And I really can't wait to share what we have worked up with the people.
And in closing, any remarks that you want to say again for being the chef during Pride Month?
Just, you know, stay visible. That's one of the biggest things is, you know, visibility is important, and, you know, being out there is important, and, you know, just stay visible.
Thanks, Dane. And Dane really does live this aspect of visibility. Be sure to check out a previous episode of the podcast in which Dane so honestly and candidly spoke about his female-to-male transition back on his one-year T-versary or testosterone anniversary. That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out.
And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.